Praise God. Glory to God. We receive clarity this morning as the truth of God's word is taught. There is no confusion, no contradiction. Our hearts are receptive to receive the word this morning. I will declare at the end of today's meeting as saints, we are edified. Christ alone is glorified. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 12. Are you in 1 Corinthians 12? So, let's get on that journey. 1 Corinthians 12 verse 1. The Bible says now, concerning what? Spiritual gifts. If you hold your hands in 1 Corinthians 12 and quickly visit 1 Corinthians 2, you would see that there's a journey. Look at 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9. But as it is written, I had not seen, nor ears heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that what? Love him. But God. Now, we've said over time, when he says, I had not seen, nor ears heard, that is not a motivational statement to encourage yourself that tomorrow will be beautiful. Altogether. Can you believe that tomorrow will be beautiful? Yes, you can. But to a very large extent, it's not just by believing. Altogether. You know, very few people actually don't expect the best to happen tomorrow. Right? An average person believes tomorrow will be better than today. Right? So when you say, I had not seen, it's not about what your career will look like in 20 years from now. It's about something limited to what Paul is talking about. So he tells you, but God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. So it means that that which he said, I had not seen, is something that has been revealed by what? His Spirit. Simple. All together. Right? But has revealed us to them to us by his Spirit. Now look at the next verse. He says, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of a man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now look at verse 12, let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go. Now we have received not the spirit of this world, but the Spirit which is of what? God. So who is Paul writing to? The believers in Corinth. Right? The believers in Corinth, right? So, if Paul is writing to the believers in Corinth, can every other believer actually say that that is their reality as well? So let me say it better. The reality of the Corinth as believer, which is they've received the Spirit, is that the same reality of every believer on earth? So, can we also say we have received?
Yeah.
We have received what? The Spirit. It now says, not of the world, of this world, but the Spirit which is of what? Of God, that we might what? Know the things. So before you get to now concerning spirituals, you must have read chapter what? Chapter 2. Do you get that? So go back to chapter 12 now. Now concerning spirituals. Now the word spirituals there is the word pneumaticos. I will together. Now concerning spirituals, brethren, I will not have you what? Ignorant. It says now concerning spirituals. What is the word spirituals? We've looked at it over time. Things of the what? Spirit. Right? So I will not have you to be what? Ignorant. It says verse 3, wherefore I give you what? To understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God called Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the what? The Holy Ghost. Now look at verse 4. Let's read verse 4 together. 1, 2, 3, go. Together, 1, 2, 3, go. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. Hold on. What is the word diversities? Differences. Another word. What did we say the word can be used that can be used to replace that? Varieties. All right. So we say there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. Now we said that the Spirit of God, by receiving the Spirit of God, there are natural faculties that you received when born again. So a man that is born again is not just born again, and he stops there. It is, he is born again empowered to do the will of the Father. Are we together? Right? So, the same way a baby that is born has some natural faculties. They should be able to hear, able to see, able to move their body and everything. The believer as well has something you call some supernatural faculties. So it means that you can see beyond the physical. Are we here? Right? It means that you can actually go past the physical and actually come into certain facts and knowledges or knowledge about certain things and you didn't know about it. Are we together? Right? So when we have believers meetings, what do? It is because God is our helper. God will via his help through me bring help to you. Do you get that? God will via his help through you bring help to me. Right? So we actually can derive help from each other even though we have the help himself. Right? So Genesis 2 will say God promised man a helpmate. Remember that, right? And you know, even though interestingly, all of us have thought that scripture is about a woman who will be the helpmate of a man, right? But Moses could teach marriage. It is true. However, if he's teaching marriage at all, he's teaching marriage between the lamp of God, Christ, and what? His church, right? So God will promise that it is not good that man should what? Be alone. Is it not true? So you can either view it from a man as a man like me, right? But you can actually view it from a man as a twin. Because you know, mankind is created as a twin. God has destined that a man will find a twin. Or a dual concept, which is where you have male and what? Female. Right? So who is a female? A woman. Okay? Okay. Who is a woman? A woman is a female man. Right? Because, so, when God says it is not good that mankind should be alone, it is inclusive of male and female. Right? So, who is mankind? Male and female. Do you get that? So, is female a man? It's funny thing because you have to accept it. And don't be too, we know what is going on in our world. I'm not ignorant of the devices of the, I know. I'm not ignorant, I know. But don't be too, you know, and as I tell you, it is only when you are not well taught as a believer that when the pastor says, see, I'm a son of God, you say, I'm a daughter of God, you don't have to. Right? Because when the Bible uses son, it's not talking of a male man, but it's talking of a person who has an inheritance. Right? Unfortunately, we don't have the word daughter used for that example in the Bible. So you either a son or not. So finally, basically, I have to accept it, but you get the point. So when he says it's not good that mankind should be without help. So in the Bible, you will say it is not good that man should be without help. However, in the real sense, when you pay attention to sound doctrine, you realize that the man there is actually mankind, which is what? Male and female alike as a man. Right? So it's not good that mankind should be without help. I will supply a helpmate to a man. So who is the helpmate? We now see the helpmate is the word Izar, and God is our, you know the word Ebenezer? You know the word Ebenezer? Right? That is, God is our helper. Right? So the psalmist will say, I'll look up to the hills, where does my help come from? Well, actually, the help of the believer right now is within the believer. Are we together? Right? And that's why Hebrews will say, let your conversation be without covetousness, but be content with such things as ye have, for he has said, I will never what? Leave you nor forsake you, that you may say what? He is my helper. Are we together? Say, the Lord is my helper.
The Lord is my helper.
Are we together? So when we say the Lord is our helper, it says another way of saying the Spirit of God is in us. Are we together? It's another way of saying the Spirit of God is what? Is in us. Right, so when the Spirit of God, he says, don't forget 1 Corinthians 2, now we have what? Received. The what? The Spirit of God. How else can you say we receive the Spirit of God? The Lord is my helper. Or we receive the help of God. So how do you receive the help of God? By receiving God himself. Are we together? So I am not helpless. Say, I'm never helpless. Say, I'm never without help. You see, that is something you should say every time to yourself, every morning. Every time, morning, afternoon, evening, I'm never without help. No, I'm not. I'm not stranded. I have the help. Right? The chief helper is in me, dwells in me. Hallelujah. Right? So when he says we receive the Spirit, Paul now says, now concerning the Spirit or the things of the Spirit. Now he says there are diversities of what? Gifts. What does he say in the next statement? But the same Spirit. That's 1 Corinthians 12:4. Now there are differences of what? Administration, but the same Lord. But the same Lord. Are we together? There are diversities of operation, but it is what? The same God which worketh all in all. Now look at verse 7. Let's read together as a family. 1, 2, 3, go. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to all, every believer, to profit with her. So is the manifestation of the Spirit given to every man on earth? No. Who is the every man in 1 Corinthians 12:7? the believer. He now tells you in verse 8. Everyone look at me, right? Verse 8 says, for to one is given, is it in your Bible? Verse 8, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of what? Wisdom. Right? What's the next line in your verse, in your Bible? To another. So, to another. The word of what? Knowledge. To what? Another faith. Is that what he's teaching? So, you've gotten the point. Right? Now, what we teach this thinking that the Spirit of God, the same Spirit, has all the 9 gifts. Then he gives Sister A, gift A. Then gives Sister B, gift B. Then gifts Sister C, gift C. So each of them have one, but it is the same Spirit. So it means that if you don't operate in your own, forget it. It also means that if we're a local church, and most of us, you almost paint the wrong picture. So you think the Spirit of God, just as the Spirit just wakes up, he just wills. You know, it's that church, you let him do yourself. They tell the meeting in the hotel. The father meeting in the hotel, they need big mouths, actually. So anything about mouths, just give them. So what happens when imagine all of us are only giving word of knowledge. And only one person that is in our church has word of wisdom, and it's coming from another church. So if that person decides not to fellowship with us again, where are we? Back to square one. Are we together? Now, we explain that the word to another, the word another, is the Greek word M-E-N in the Greek. Right? And it's a word that means what? Certainly, indeed, or what? Truly. Certainly, indeed, or truly. Right? So he says, for to one is given by the Spirit. So what he's saying is, for certainly is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. Another is the what? What did I miss it to? Word of knowledge. By what? The same Spirit. So everyone look at me. How is that done? Sister A has gift A, gift B, gift C. Sister B has gift A, gift B, gift C. So the moment Sister A can operate in gift A, gift B, or gift C, Sister B should say, if she can do it, I can do it. Because what was given to her is given to me. Did you get that? So when he says another gift, so there are 9 gifts of the Spirit, right, that are given to every believer. Right? So he now says in verse 8, another is given by the verse 9 rather, faith by the same Spirit, another gift of healing by the same Spirit, another what? Working of miracles, another is what? Prophecy, another is what? Discerning of spirits, another is what? Kinds of tongues, right? Another is what? Interpretation. Are we together? So once you can accept that a believer can speak in tongues, you ought to accept that after tongues, there are 9 other gifts of the Spirit. 8 other gifts of the Spirit. Total of what, as mentioned in 1 Corinthians 12. Right? So, one is what? Tongues. One is what? Interpretation. One is what? Prophecy. One is what? Word of knowledge. What is one is what? Word of wisdom. One is what? Faith. And one is what? Gift of healing. Working of miracles, that's where faith comes in, right? So, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discerning of spirit, yeah? And we said they are categorized into 3 categories. We have the revelation gifts. They are the things that what? They reveal. Right? Revelation gifts are the things that reveal. What? Like example is what? Word of knowledge. All together, word of wisdom, and what? Discerning of spirit. Then we have the power gifts, which is what? Working of miracles, gift of healing, then what do you have again? Faith. So we have gift of healing, we have working of miracles, we have faith. Then we have utterance gift, tongues, interpretation, then what? Prophecy. They are all what? Utterances. Are you getting that? So, let's do a quick example. Right? So, talk in tongues. Now he's smiling. Talking tongues. If Rashida Brak Shida Vani keep up Shida Vani keys above and a Shida Vani boozes aha. Stop. Who started speaking? When I say talking tongue, who started speaking? You that opened your mouth to speak. Who stopped speaking? You that closed your mouth to stop speaking. Did you get that? I'll say it again. Who started speaking? Me. Okay. So, is that a manifestation of one of the gifts of the Spirit? How many is left? Eight. Okay. So, can you decide to speak in tongues and interpret it? Can you decide to start? Okay. Can you decide to start speaking in tongues? So when it's time to interpret, who will decide? You just said that you are the one that will start tongues. Eh? So who can interpret tongues? You can. Okay, so if you do tongues, do interpretation, then there's what you call what? Word of knowledge. Right? So what is word of knowledge? I've given you a very quick explanation of word of knowledge. Word of knowledge is about taking facts from the past or from the present backwards. Right? To get specific facts about people. Okay, let's do an example. Are we together? Let's do an example. I'll do an example for today's meeting only me. Are we together? You know, you can actually meet one person and spend 1 hour with the person talking about details about the person. You see, we are all growing, aren't we? We're all growing, right? So when we start word of knowledge, when we start giving expression to the things of spirit, right? A lot of times, you notice that over the years, your tongues becomes more fluent. Right? How did you get there? Because you were doing it consistently. You see, whatever you give your consistency to, you will become better at it, even if it's stealing. You don't know? How many of you have watched Money Heist? I've heard about it. You've watched Money Heist. Do you see how the progression of the seasons went? And it got better. Like it was more intense. See, whatever you give your consistency to become better at, that is just it. Same thing with what? The gifts of the Spirit. So let me give you an example. Okay, let me use one person today. How do I start with knowing this person? Who is here who has so the name Babatunde rings a bell in your head? Okay, you. Okay. Who is Babatunde? I'm saying the name Bridget. Is Bridget in Bridget? I'm saying the name Bridget. Do you know anybody called Bridget? So, your auntie is what? Okay. That's your aunt, your... Let's go for that. I'm just doing a practice, right? So, can you see, we had two people with Babatunde. The first person was not the person. So, imagine I continued speaking to him. I was speaking to the wrong person. So, why did I go further? To know who I'm speaking about. Omo, something. Okay. So, that's the person, right? Oh, okay. Then your mom was born sometime in October? Is that you? Is you at least not you? you see, what am I doing? I'm being specific about a person. I say we can do this for 3 hours. We will read that email. What is the point? You know, for me as a person, this is not a show off. You know that, right? A lot of times I don't minister like this on the stage. You know that. But this is a practice, right? So I'm seeing the number 2 and 4. 24. What's that? That's your mom's birthday, right? Then I'm seeing a name called Tenny. I'm seeing Tenny. I'm seeing two other girls and a guy. What does that relate to? Okay, is this your first time in God's palace? Oh, so welcome to church. Is this how you can welcome newcomers? You know, I always tell you, if you catch me on evangelism ground, you will not. Now, so what did I do? I gave specific information, right, about one person. Like, we can actually go on for 3 hours. We will not stop. Are you here? Are we going to? So, what happened? You saw a man that has the Spirit of God. I'm going to continue with you. Hold on. You saw a man, yeah, because it's not profitable to stop at information. Right? So the reason I got those information is to say something to you. Did you get that? So word of knowledge in the real sense, you see a concept of you would see that you reveal certain facts just so that you can say certain facts. Are we together? Now, this is what I have to say about so this is what the Spirit of God will have to say about the name called Lara. Right? Somebody else is born in October in your family. Who is that? And he's not far from your mom's birthday, right? Oh, okay, same day. You see that? Right? Now, this is, you know, you've never seen this before. Like, you've never seen me do this before. You know, I'm never this detailed. You know why? You know, people don't honor. You don't honor the gift. You see, as I'm saying it, she's going to say, yes, Papa! Yes, Papa! This has been years ministering, and this is the first time all of you here will see me do this. This is a practice. Did you get that? Because it's not to show off. Yeah. Right? And that's why when we have believers' meetings, I really talk. And that's why you see I go for special meetings across the year, because I know that is where I'll be impacted, right? And that's where you meet random people and just flow. Right? I could see strongly that God's power is at work in that person's name, Lara. I don't know if she has a health challenge. I don't know if it's something you know or something you don't know. But you see, I have given her information of what she knows now. So we can now go to what she does not know. Right? She's preserved by God's power. Amen. Amen. Altogether. You're not the first child. You're not, right? But I can see that there's somebody, I could see you being a meeting ground for all your siblings. I could see Tenny, seeing me, that was like something M-O-N. What was that? Money, right? So I could see you being in NEET. For two ladies, a guy, you in the center, you are in NEET. I don't know, let me not say I don't know, because I know. Right? But you will be in NEET. So you would pay attention yet more to God's word and give yourself yet more to the supernatural, and you see mighty things work through your hands. So I did all of that to just tell her that information. Amen. He said, water. You see, the reason why I do this, you don't honor. You should say, Papa, open my fire. See my case. Now, what should you not do with what I just did? That is Pastor Joshua. No. The moment you do that, you miss out from the operations you can operate with. Nope. The only reason I can be that accurate is because I've practiced it over time. Probably more than most of you. If not all. Did you get that? Right? So, you know, at this early stage now, is it for you to just mention one name? Or you mention one name, right? And you can actually spread it across. Well, you can actually be very definite about someone. Say, you, come here, let me minister to you. No, that's not that. You can be that definite. Why? Because the Spirit of God. Right, so do well to, you see, you would not, this weekend will be a memorable weekend for you, right? And you will no longer see yourself as you've usually seen yourself. And you will need to see yourself as someone who is, can I lay hands on you? So come around, yeah? Right? You're going to see a very mighty manifestation of God's Spirit at work in you. Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Sister Steph, come quickly. I have said this to you before, and I see her as somebody who is going to minister alongside with me, right? Did you remember what I said the last time? Now, one good practice you do when things like this happen is make sure you take notes. Yeah? Make sure you write them down. Right? But I said something about how it's going to be very strong on your life, on your heart. The healing ability of healing or working of miracles will be strongly worked through you. Yeah. Right? And from today henceforth, we will start seeing that. So you need to give yourself yet more to the practice of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Lift your hand and give God praise this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God.
See, let me say this to every one of you today. You all will see from today a greater measure and display of the things of the Spirit.
Your lives today, and I see from today going forward, you would see a mighty expression of the things of the Spirit through you. Right? Let me say this better. You see, your yesterday will not be the best of your life. Your last year will not be the best of your lives. Right? Yeah. Hallelujah. You know, I said something as a prophecy in the church in Nigeria before I left. I said, I see a church where people will go to their various churches on Sunday morning. Do you remember that prophecy? And I said that after they finish from their church services, after gyrating, they will come to God's palace, park at the entrance of God's palace, and be pleading to meet a member, not me. They won't see me. They'll be pleading to meet a member. I said, they'll just come and just say, looking for, just give us somebody who attended God's palace. And they will say, because I know if I meet just one of them, my issues are sorted. I said that almost barely a few months ago into a year ago. Right? And it's going to happen. You see, what keeps me going is the fact that when God's word is spoken, I run with God's word, not what I see.
Do you get that?
Yeah, as a church, we run with God's word, not what we see. Right? We run with God's word. What does God's word say? You see, God has already said that through our lips, light has come. Right? We see that shining light. One of the things God said to us as well is the fact that we will be having connections to families. Yeah. You see, God is going to do it in such a beautiful way, such that you will start with one man, and through that man, you will get all his family members born again. We will see that. We'll see that. These are words that have gone ahead. I'm just re-echoing them. I'm probably the first time I'm saying them. Words have gone ahead, though. You see, God's palace is not, this is not, it's not to make you impressed or happy. These are words by the Spirit. And we will see them. With my eyes, I will see it. Yeah. With our eyes, we will see it. We'll see people leave all their, so, in fact, you will see that eventually, it will happen in Nigerian church as well. And you see people will just come and say, I just want to meet a member from God's palace. The receptionist will say, what is God's palace? You see that church that attended upstairs? Just give me, just, as they are going now, just point one person that attended that service. And you, might be the person, you just reach out to them and you say, oh, you are this, you are that, you are this, you are this, do this week and do this that week, and you escape this that week. Have a good night. You see, a church that is void of the supernatural is missing out on a lot. The same way we can express the things of the Spirit through word of knowledge, word of wisdom, we can do it by the healing, gifts of healing. You can get strange sicknesses healed. You know the funny thing? I've had very strange physical healings, physically one-on-one on the streets. However, I've had very strange healings happen when God's word is being taught. I've had people reach out to me after teaching, and I'm like, ah, Pastor, you're saying this, you're talking like, and I did not decide to flow. Well, you see, let me say this to you as a church. Never laugh together with the people that laugh at the supernatural. Did you get that? Never laugh together with the people that laugh against the supernatural. Never do that. Whatever you mock shows that you don't honor it. And if you don't honor it, you will rarely see it manifest through you. So, when we say we have supernatural faculties, don't let anybody play down on it. You see, when I watch comedy skits, for me, I love comedy skits. That's what keeps me, God forbid, that's what keeps me going. Ha, hey, that's too heavy. I'm sorry. Comedy skits keep me going. That's trouble. I'm sorry. But I watch comedy skits to relax, and once I start seeing you laughing about the things of the spirit, I just get you out of it. No matter how funny you are. Why? What am I doing? I'm guarding my heart. May there never be a time when I don't recognize and acknowledge that the supernatural can be real to a believer. May I never get there. You see, the moment you are born again, there's something called supernatural faculties. Right? There's something called supernatural faculties. That means you can literally see in the spirit. You know you can actually watch somebody's events from yesterday. You know you can do it now. Right? And you know you can watch somebody's events for tomorrow. You know you can. What is the goal? To bring help by God's spirit to man. Altogether. So the reason we went into that much details is for her to just know that God is speaking to you. And don't joke with it. In fact, there's a course. There's a course you are on, right? Not course as in school. Forgive my English, I don't know too much. But there's a path you are on. And that's... I'll talk about that. Right? Anyways, just make sure that you don't laugh at the things of the spirit. Never. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Right? A lot of people will smile. God's palace will be known for the word. I know. You should be known for the word. You should know now. When you see my back, you know that the most important thing to me is the word. You cannot take it away. But, you know, people will be saying, you know, you can say, word is word. The word, it doesn't have power. That's Balachira. Yeah? They will see it when they come. But what will be the bell of God's palace will be God's word. Right? In the echoes of the sound of the bell of God's palace, we will see the miraculous. But the bell will be God's word. Please, I beg you, never look down and laugh on the supernatural. Never. Never. You know, I was telling you, sometimes I'm in conversation and I know somebody's lying to me and I just smile and I look at them like, why are you lying like this? But, you know, sometimes it's not good to make them feel bad. Just listen. I've heard you, bye. What am I trying to say to you? You are not an ordinary being. See, when I say that thing, I'm not saying it so that you just, you're just speaking English. No, it's not because I know how to spell ordinary. I'm not saying it because I want you to like, you just say, you are not an ordinary being. You see, when you appear, power comes. Right? When you get to a situation, power comes. You fix issues. And you get off. All together. Don't get to the time where you start collecting prophet offering for this kind of things. So. Don't collect prophet offering. Small C, you are seeing that nobody prophet offering. Ah, what is wrong with you? What is wrong in you? Right? So don't laugh at this. I don't know why I'm emphasizing on this today. You know, I've digressed from my teaching a while. I don't know why I'm doing this today, but it's for you all. I beg you in God's name. Never laugh at the supernatural. Never. Never. You can be that detailed. And always give yourself to the practice. Right? There's something God is going to do through your hand that you need to get your heart in the best of shapes to be able to give those manifestations to man. Please, let's talk about that. All together. Praise God. Please, I beg you, as a church, our vision as a church is to see men come into the love of Christ, love of God in Christ Jesus, and to train them for the work of ministry. That's fundamental. We do that by the word, the teaching of the word. But we are not going to relegate the supernatural. We're not. Say I'm a supernatural man. Say I'm no ordinary man. Say I can see in the spirit by the spirit. So the word of knowledge is mine. Say, I have it. Say, the word of wisdom is mine. I have it. So just like tongues, I have interpretation. I have prophecies. I have the working of miracles. I have the gift of healing. Say, my life never remains the same. Get your heart ready for Enchristed. Enchristed might go as you will not. Get your heart ready for Enchristed. Enchristed might shock us. You want to be shocked. That's the heart. Right? In Christ my shockers, but Christ will be. You see this month of May, you have entered it all.
Huh? I will look for each and every one of you in a year from now, and you will see. You will look back to this month. Yeah, you will look back to this month. Yeah, God's mighty powers are working us. God's mighty powers are working us. Say I'm supernatural. Say I'm supernatural. Say I'm born of the Spirit. Say I'm born again. So I'm born of the Spirit. So I'm born again.
You know, you can always also bring God's help to your personal situation. Right? You know, you might not necessarily need to get to a believer's meeting before God uses you to solve your situation.
You see, these are believers that you get a slight headache, the first thing you are thinking about is going to lay hands on yourself. Right. Be that believer that anybody tells you, something is wrong with me. I have this back pain, I have this body, I have this cancer, I have this fibroid, I have this.
And you're just going to say, can we agree in prayer?
See the city? For Jesus.
Jehovah owns Edinburgh. Yeah. Jehovah owns Edinburgh. The Spirit of God is moving. Where we move, I will move. Jehovah owns the city. That we are here. Jehovah owns this city. Jehovah owns this city. Hallelujah. Where was I? Do you remember? 1 Corinthians 12, right? Verse 8. For certainly is given by the Spirit word of what? Wisdom. Another word of what? Knowledge. By the what? Same Spirit. Another is what? Faith. By the what? Same Spirit. Another is what? The gift of healing by what? The same Spirit. Another is what? Working of miracles by what? Same Spirit. So you have prophecy, you have discerning of spirits, you have diverse kinds of tongues, and you have what? Interpretation of tongues. Verse 11 now says, all this worketh that one and the self same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as what? He wills. Now, who needs to be willing? The believer. Are we together? Now, before we close today, let's look slightly on what you call interpretation of tongues. Right? I want to help you on, I've dwelt on tongues for a while now. Let me help you a little on interpretation of tongues. Now, one of the things you must understand when it comes to the things of the Spirit is that when the Bible says interpretation of tongues, it doesn't mean translation of tongues. Are we together? There's interpretation and there's translation. Right? The Bible doesn't say that you do tongues and translation. No, it is tongues and what? Interpretation. Why am I emphasizing on that? Because there's a difference. Are we together? What does it mean to translate? It means that for every phrase or word that is used, you give a definite word to each of those phrases. Right? What does it mean to interpret? It means that for words that are combined together and they are spoken, right, you will give a meaning to what is being said. So it's what is taught in scriptures is not tongues and what? Translation, but what? Tongues and what? Interpretation. Alright? So what does it mean to interpret? It means to help and govern. You should know that, right? Interpretation will mean to help and govern, to bring the meaning of conversations with God to the minds of man. I don't know what I said, but I'll try to say it again. Interpretation will be the act of bringing help to help and govern, supply messages, information, right, from conversations with God to the minds of man. Are we together? Right? So, if you look at Acts 2, we've dwelt on this over the past few weeks, but I'm not going to dwell on it again today. Right, Acts 2. Right, Bible says they were speaking in tongues in verse 4. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues. Right, as the Spirit gave them what? Utterance. Now, if you read that context in that scripture, you see that people were watching what was happening and they were surprised what is going on. Then Peter will stand up and say, ye men and brethren of Judea, look at verse 14. You know, I, over the last 2 weeks, I've tried to explain to you why those different nationalities were mentioned. And we said that those nationalities there is not saying that different languages were hearing their different languages from the midst of 120 people. Let me summarize that in 5 minutes. Jesus taught for 40 days. After teaching for 40 days, he asked the people to tarry and pray until what? The day of Pentecost. That's Acts 2. Now, scripture shows us from Acts 1 that there were
about 120 of them.
Right? The 120 of them in Acts, Acts 1 that would have possibly attended what? Acts 2, day of Pentecost. Now, day of Pentecost fully came, the Bible says, and they began to speak with what? Other tongues. The Spirit gave them what? Utterances. Utterances. Right? And in the real sense, we now see that people came together for a ceremony. What's a ceremony? Pentecost. So Pentecost is like, you know that festival in Edinburgh called Fringe, right? So Fringe is that festival where people come from all over the world. I heard it's the biggest in the world, one of the biggest, if not the biggest. People come all over the world to attend that gathering, right? Now, a lot of times, people from Edinburgh, if they exalt it so much, they will leave whatever they are doing anywhere in the world to come for Fringe, right? So Peter stands up in Edinburgh and speaks to them. What does Peter do? Look at verse 14. Peter, standing up with 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of what? Judea, and all ye that dwell at what? Jerusalem. For now, the Bible doesn't show you that when Peter spoke, there were interpreters. The Bible just says Peter stood up and spoke. For all of them to have heard what Peter said, all of them had a common what? Language. Did you get that? So they all had a common language. So it means that when you see Crete in verse 11, Arabians, Cyrene, Libya in verse 10, when you speak about Egypt all the way from verse 9, they were not hearing different languages from the upper room or from the Pentecost conversation. They were hearing tongues and what? Interpretation. How do we know that's what was happening? See what Peter says. Look at verse 16. So this is Peter teaching. So Peter is teaching, don't forget, in verse 41 of Acts 2, we've taught this before, that 3,000 souls were saved, right? So Peter, in the real sense, is standing up in verse 41, he's teaching. Look how he says in verse 16. This that you see is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. Now what did prophet Joel say? And it shall come to pass in the what? Last day, saith God. When you read the book of Joel, chapter 2, who is writing Joel? Joel. Who is speaking? God. So what is Joel communicating to you? What God is saying. So it means that man will hear from the lips of another man what God is saying. Right? Look at Luke 3. So one of the fastest way to hear God is hear God through man. Yeah? Look at Luke 3. Now, verse 21. Luke 3, 21. Now, when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heaven was what? Opened. Now, mind you, I've given a background to what the conversation of heaven in the Bible is. Dear saints, heaven is not referring to the sky more often than not when it's spoken about in the Bible. Did you get that? Heaven is not referring to the sky. However, heaven can be used to communicate the sky. Also, let me say it again. Just so I say it again, because I didn't say it again. Heaven is not a word used by Jesus or the apostles for a place where dead people go to. Are we together? Above Jesus? Heaven is not where the... So, when the Bible says in the beginning God created heavens and earth, your mind cannot be saying in the beginning God created where dead people will go to when they die, and earth where living people... No. Heaven is a word used for the supernatural. Right? The supernatural world. The unseen world. I hope you know that there's an unseen world in this... In this world. So, let me ask you a question. Heaven and earth is created where? Okay, hold on. Heaven and earth is found where? On earth, oh. Above Jesus? Heaven and earth is found where? In the same... God created the heavens and the earth. In the real sense, that conversation should point your attention to the new creation. Right? That which is supernatural. It's a temple language. So, heaven and earth, don't bring your questions after service. I've told you I'll teach this in 2035. Right? So pray for me that I'm preserving health. Right? But we'll teach it. Right? So heaven in the real sense and earth are in the same place. Yeah? Don't think of the sky. Let me even allow you. No, don't think about it. So in the real sense, when the Bible says heaven opened, now a consistent use of Bible language will show you that when heaven opened, it is a man that is speaking. Hold on. This is the way a layman reads this verse. It says, now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized was what? Praying. How do you pray in your mind? No, it means that Jesus was talking. Right? The heaven was open. So who was talking when the heaven opened? Jesus. So what does heaven open mean? Jesus is talking. Why? Because earth will be the house of heaven. What is heaven? Supernatural, the unseen. So you as a man will house the supernatural. So it means I can say to you, thus says the Lord. And as I'm saying thus says the Lord, that is heaven talking. But you are seeing a man, earth, talking. How do you know that's what the case is? And the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove. To think the Holy Ghost is a dove is to not read. Anyways, the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him. Was there a dove in that conversation? How do you know there's no dove? The Bible is a grammatical book. You would need to employ almost all the rules in English language or grammar to understand the Bible. When the Bible says, when I say you are as beautiful as a sun rose flower, are you sun rose flower? You know, when you say I went to our mother's house to pluck her, like I'll pluck a flower, whatever. Right? Is she a flower in her mother's house? No, like I would. So to start replacing that with flower will be to be in error. The Bible says the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove. Like a dove. You see dove, what comes to your mind? Something calm, something peaceful. Are we together? So it's not that Jesus was standing, closed his eyes, heaven now turned into two. One dove, now escape. Then the dove now flee, now round about Jesus' head, he now pecks on it. Then John now said, that's the man with the Holy Ghost. No. Are we together? Look at that carefully. And a voice came from where? Are you in verse 22? And a voice came from where? Hold on. A voice came from heaven. Heaven sky split into two. Okay? Right? So if you think of heaven as a sky split into two, you would think that what John was hearing was echoes from the sky. Are we together? More interesting for you if you think it's a dove that spoke. God helps you in your salvation. Are we together? Right? When he says heaven opened, what comes out when heaven opens? A voice. The voice of what? The voice of God. So the voice of God comes from heaven, and we will see it primarily on the lips of man. Did you see that? Right? Who is the man? So when John was hearing, thou art my beloved son, in thee I am well pleased. Who was talking? Jesus. So who was John hearing? From the utterances of the lips of Jesus, John saw heaven open. Are we together? So you know what happened this morning? Yeah, you can look at me and say, you can finish that and say, today the service, in today's service, the heaven opened. This room is tightly covered. You can't see outside. Are we together? Right? You will attend questions later. Right? So this place is tightly covered. In the real sense, you can't look outside. So if you look outside and you see the heavens open, that's a different conversation. And you see the sky split. Well, so in the real sense, thou art beloved son will be an utterance that is brought forth from the what? Lips of Jesus. Right? So Jesus said some words, and John would say, those were the what? The words that came out from heaven. So go back to Acts 2. You know, I just did a summary of this in 5 minutes, but I've taught it extensively over the past few weeks, right? Beautiful. So Acts 2, he says, and it came to pass, it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God. So when Joel will talk, what are we going to hear? God is talking. Right? Now, what is last days? The day when people start changing gender. What will last days speak about? The last day will point your attention to the day of the fulfillment. I want to get that. So we're in the last day. We're in the last day days, anyhow you want to put it. Right? But we're in the last day because we're in the resurrection day. Are we together? Right? So in the real sense, it is because we're in the resurrection day, that is why in the real sense, we say last days. Not the fact that people have started doing strange things. Are we together? I hope you know that evil usually will increase on the earth. Yeah? As long as man is remaining on the earth. You know? Anyways. So in the real sense, Joel said, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall what? Prophesy. And your men, your young men shall see vision, your old men shall dream dreams, and on my servant and on my handmaid I will what? Pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall what? Prophesy. Are we together? So, what will you see as prophecy? We've taught this over the past 2 weeks. Prophecy fundamentally in Acts 2 will be what? Tongues interpretation. Just as explained by Paul in First Corinthians. We're going to see that again today. Alright? However, prophecy doesn't always have to what? Come after tongues. We've explained that, right? Is that true? So if you look at verse 14, what Luke spoke about in Acts chapter 4, so if you look at verse 4, if you want to read Acts 2:4, hold on, dear saints. Peter has taken us to the end of what was happening in Acts 2, verse 1 to 4, and he has come to explain to us that Joel said it. So what is the best way to examine Acts 2? From the solution of what Peter said. You got there, right? But you were a step further than my brain. Right? So, something happened. Peter comes after that which happened, and after which that has happened, Peter comes and explains it. And he says, you see what you see. Joel said that people would prophesy. So, how do you want to view what happened in Acts 2:4? View the answer. How many of you know that book called Understanding Mathematics? Volume 3, Volume 4, Volume 5, Volume 6. That book is secondary school that they will always write the answer at the back of the book. And sometimes, anytime they give you an assignment, you are not sure what the answer is, you solve it to the answer. One day, I didn't do my assignment. It sounds strange. But one day, I didn't do my assignment in school. And one morning, I forgot to write an assignment in further mathematics. Right? I didn't do the assignment, and I just felt like, I know one guy will do it. Right? I know one guy will do it, and he will bring this answer to this class. Apparently, he too, I don't know what came over him. He sure did something. You know, you take a postcard sheet, you write your name, I woke up in the morning. I was almost going to start copying word for word, but I was just trying to see, where did you divide? What did you do here? So me now, I was now saying, let me go and check the answer. What is the answer? And he got the answer. I think not possible. So what did he do? He got the answer. He started solving the question from the answer. So the answer is three root 5 squared. So he first wrote that one down. Then this space. Then started solving. What a mind. Right? I started solving it backwards, until he got back to the question. Right? But well, that's how to look at spiritual things. Right? When you listen to Jesus, listen to the apostles, pick their conclusions and use that to view the scriptures. Do you get that? See, you cannot get any other conclusion from their conclusion. Their conclusion is the conclusion. There is no update to the conclusion. Do you understand? If Jesus says it is this, it is that, that is what it is. We are not in the Christian faith to update it. No, it is to see how did they get to that answer. So you pick Peter's answer and use the lens of Peter's answer to examine Acts 2:4. Oh, they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So what does you understand? There was tongues, there was utterance. But you see from 1 Corinthians 12 that utterance includes interpretation and tongues. So what do? You've seen utterance, you've seen tongues, you say, for people to be hearing them speak of the wonderful works of God, it simply means there was what? Interpretation. Do you get that? So if you look at Acts 2 again, right? Look at Acts 2. Look at verse 11. We do hear them speak in our tongues. Now, these are tongues. Is that tongues? Is that other tongue? Look at it carefully. Look at what these people are saying. We hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. So it means that what they were hearing was something their language could what? Receive. That means they were speaking their language. Like I told you, 120 people cannot be in a room, and 3,000 people outside, and each of those 3,000 people understand different languages. And they are able to sieve, to hear each language of everybody in the 120 room. Even if they were that supernatural, mind you, they were not born again at the time. Are we together? Right? So, it will mean that the 3,000 plus X people outside, they had a language what in common. So they will use that language, speak that language, and the conclusion they will hear is, I'm hearing you say praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah, for his goodness endures forever. Hallelujah. So that's what they were hearing. However, Luke first tells you that, there was something called other tongues. What is other tongues? A language doesn't have an evolution. It doesn't have a, that means it's not something that progresses. Are we together? So what I'll do for you all, in the next 2 weeks, I'll take you through how languages began from Genesis. And one of the first places we'll go and examine is what you call the Tower of Babel. Are we together? Right? The things we know about this Bible, it's strange. Do you know that the people did not come together to build a tower called Tower of Babel? They didn't wake up and say they want to build one skyscraper that will reach heaven. And as they were going, God was just looking at them. They can't get to me. God will now go and sleep and come back. You now see that, angels, they are getting closer. Angel Michael will just say, with God now, work like petitions. They can't get here. They can't get here. God will now wake up one day and say, their roof is getting to the sky. What are we going to do? Angel, go and cover their language. No. That what wasn't, how did I even say it? That was not what was happening. Go to Genesis 11. The things we know from this Bible are strange. This same Bible. Look at Genesis 11. We'll look at it more details in days to come. Genesis 11. And the whole earth was of one what? Language, one speech. And it came to pass as they journeyed from east, and they found a what? Plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for what? Stone. And lime had they for what? Mortar. And they said, go to, let us build a city and tower, whose top may what? Reach unto heaven. And let us make a name, lest we be scattered abroad unto the face of the whole earth. Now look at verse 9 carefully. 1, 2, 3, go. Therefore is the name of it called what? Babel, because the Lord did confound their what? Hold on. When was it confounding? When planning or after their plan and started building? Was there a confounding?
Yeah.
When was the confounding done?
Was it
after they were building, after they have built something, or when they were planning? Look at verse 9 again. Therefore, how did I close it? Genesis, what did I say you should go to? Genesis 11, right? So, it says, verse 9, therefore is the name of the place called Babel. What is because? So, when you say because, what does it mean? This is the reason. So, the place is called Babel, and this is the reason. What is the reason? The Lord did there confound the language of all the earth. So, what is the progress? They came together, wanted to build a city, and the city was to be confounded, then they called it Babel. Not they woke up and said, today we are building Babel. You get it now. Did you get it now? They were not saying what we are building, when we finish, we call it Tower of Babel. No. They wanted to build a city. They had an idea of what the city will be. Now, imagine if they said they wanted to build a city, that the top will get to heaven. Would that be literal? We just said heaven is not the sky. So when they try to really build something that will be cheap, will get to the heaven, and as they are molding the block downstairs, since that the mullah will be on the first floor, since that Esther will be on the second floor, as they throw the brick for her, she will catch it. Are you ready? She throw it up, and they keep throwing it until they get to the 700th floor. And you know, technology was not even that good to be able to put elevator. Do you understand? So how would the staircase be? Or is it going to be that anybody that is on the last floor, you will be there forever? You cannot come, nothing can move you. Do you understand? So I'm going to teach this properly. Right? What exactly, I will not teach about Babel. But I'll teach you about the origin of language and what the importance of language is. So what is interpretation of tongues? Interpretation of tongues will be to bring meaning from a language to another language so the mind can understand. Right, to bring meaning from a language is the Greek word diemeneo. Diemeneo is a word that means to give meaning by translating or by, you know, by interpreting or by giving meaning, really, so to say, to one's native language or to one's language that the mind can understand. I've said so many things, right? But if you pick one of them, you'll be fine, right? So to interpret will just be to bring meaning to the minds of a man. Right? So it means for interpretation of tongues to be in existence, there ought to be tongues. Do you get that? It's called interpretation of tongues because there is tongues. So tongues must always precede interpretation of tongues. So when tongues doesn't proceed and you have some words from the word from the Lord, what do you call it? Prophecy. The following. Are we together? All together. So to interpret will mean to give meaning to uncover. I'm giving you some more definitions. To give meaning to uncover, to explain, right? To give meaning to uncover, to explain, to report the outcome of a believer's conversation with God. To give meaning to uncover, to explain, to report the outcome of a believer's conversation with God. So, what is the source of interpretation of tongues? What is the source of interpretation of tongues? Hold on. What is the foundation of interpretation of tongues? Tongues. For there to be interpretation of tongues, there's what? Tongues. Right? What is the source of interpretation of tongues? The Spirit. So, the same Spirit that gives tongues is the same Spirit that will give you the interpretation. Do you get that? Are we together? You know, you can speak in tongues and she will interpret it. You know now? Right? You know you can talk in tongues. You know you can sing in tongues and she gives us a melody to that. You know now? It's simple. Very simple. Right? Because it is the same Spirit responsible for both. So it means you can have meetings where I talk in tongues and she does the interpretation. Or she talks in tongues, you do the interpretation. Or you talk in tongues and I interpret it. What has happened? Tongues and interpretation from what? The same source. What is the source? The Spirit. So the moment a man has the Spirit, you can flow in the things of the Spirit. You also know that by the Spirit you can give the word of knowledge and she helps you complete the word of wisdom. And you also know you can give the word of knowledge and word of wisdom from your mouth and she will do the same thing back to you. You know, there's something called retaliation. There's a place where retaliation is good when it comes to believers' meeting. Right? When somebody picks you up and picks your matter, see it as a privileged opportunity that God wants to communicate to you. But when they finish with you, don't just rejoice and go on. Come back there. For God still wants to communicate through you to that person. Are we together? So, Paul will teach in 1 Corinthians 14 as I close. He'll first tell you the things of the Spirit, they are natural to the believer. You receive the Spirit, there are things of the Spirit that you need to give your heart to, and all these kind of things. Then that tells you in verse 14, follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, right? But rather that ye may what? Prophesy. Now, why do you think, 1 Corinthians 14, why do you think that Paul is saying rather that ye may prophesy? It is because he is talking of activities within a church. You don't get that? So look at verse 2. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto what? Men. 1 Corinthians 14, 2. But unto. So when you speak in tongues, are you communicating to God? Right? If God will communicate, right, and another mind needs to understand, what do you need to do? Interpret. Right? So it means that. Look at this. Let me show you what it says. So look at verse 2 again. For no man understandeth, howbeit in the Spirit he speaketh mysteries. But he that prophesied speaketh unto men to what? Edification and exhortation and comfort. So it means that no matter where, if you like, speak in tongues from now to tomorrow, your interpretation must bring exhortation, edification, comfort. Now, in the real sense, can there be instructions? Yes. Right? Yes. Because the word edification means to build. A part of building means to you would instruct in building. Do you understand? So, but eventually, like I always tell you, if you can actually see a vision of an accident happen on the bypass right now, are you not there? You know you can. Right? But if you see somebody, a believer with you, who might be involved in such a thing, how do you see it? You don't put the fear in the person so that the person will say, I'm not driving my car back home. and walk. The Israelites walk and they go to the promised land. How we walk my walk. Don't tell me anything. God has given me a word. No. But you know, by that same spirit that made you see that, they can actually say, it is because you will follow this road. Try follow this road. But be careful when you are driving. Do you understand? So you can tell somebody who you think something evil is going to happen to by the spirit. Yeah. You see, knowing it can be by the spirit. How you communicate, that is very important as a believer. How you say it. I see you. Your mother is the one doing you. She's tall, ma? Yeah, she's tall. Yeah, she's tall. And she has big hands. Yeah, ask her what she did in the midnight. You will not be at peace going back home. You just said, mommy, I have a new apartment. My office gave me a room to share so that we can work well with our manager. Right? The person that is doing you is your mother. Right? And God, go to your father. See, there's a way you will communicate these truths. Or this thing. Let me not say this truth. These things. That, you know, when everybody hears, that's fine. We see. But also, know, let me tell you something. There's also a part where some instructions will be given to you by the Spirit that might not sit well with you. Yeah. Not that it is not to comfort you or exhort you, but it is that there is something we have to do immediately. There will be a sense of urgency attached to certain facts that when I tell you, you'll be shocked. Is it the same person that teaching us 1 Corinthians 14:3? You know, if I tell you certain things and I just speak with low voice and serenading voice and romantic spiritual voices and all of those things, there's a big tendency for you to go back home, eat KFC on top of it and just move on. But if I tell you like this and I give you like this, you know, as you are going on, you are going to do it. Do you understand? Right? There will be times that way instructions will come. I remember before starting God's Palace in the UK, right? Let me keep this for a few more years. Yeah? Let me keep this for a few more years before I say it. But you know, the way they communicated it to me is we'll take you, these three people said the same thing back to back on different occasions within the space of 5 days. Three different people. I didn't see it. When I look back into it, I'm like, why did you just come and just tell me, leave your, you know the way God told Abraham, pack your load, your kindred, and move. But sometimes it doesn't come like that. But sometimes it becomes like that. See, that is why when everything seems to be going calm, learn to what? Master the art of hearing God's voice. In our life, I've never heard a voice from outside me saying, say it that way. Say it that, I've never. Why? Because God's word will be communicated to you by impressions in your heart. Everything happens within. You see, the factory is on your inside. Are we here? The factory is on your inside. Factory for tongues from the inside. Factory for interpretation on the inside. Factory for healing from the inside. Factory to cook it from the inside. So a man can actually stand here and without making a vocal expression or something, without speaking loud for people to hear, is having a full session with God. Are we together? Right? So Paul will say, verse 3, he that prophesied speaketh unto men to what? Edification and exhortation and comfort. And he that speaketh in tongues edifies what? Himself. But he that what? Prophesied edifies the church. Now what does it mean to edify? It means to build up, to strengthen up. So when you speak in tongues, who is edified? Yourself. When you interpret, who is edified? The church includes you as well. Beautiful. So you can be edified by your tongues and interpretation. All together. What will it mean to interpret? To give the meaning, right, of what God will have you see regarding certain situations and circumstances. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. So before you, let me do something strange again. Before you speak to your neighbors and learn about what you learned, let me see if I can help my brother. Do you have a question? Let me see something. Because we're not around last week, let me help you. I might ask you a question today. If it's something I can answer in 5 minutes, I will. If it's not, I'll. See? Question, no, it's not so good. Go ahead, yeah. Look, okay? Okay. Lovely. That's Luke 3. That's a simple question, like you said. Even though it's not simple, but I can make it simple. Right? So your question is, what Jesus said, are you talking about that my beloved son? Oh no, so that my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. will be a conversation about Jesus. So it will be from the lips of Jesus, John will hear about Jesus.
Yeah.
Did that make it easy for you? Yeah. Because, you know, if you look through the scriptures, if you look through where you look through Matthew's gospel, where you see there will be the tabernacle for Moses and all those kind of things, you will still hear the same emphasis of God. Thou art my beloved son, hearing. So the beloved son will be, even John himself will say that the one who is coming, I'm not willing to untie the lace of his shoe. Right? So that one who is coming, who is Jesus Christ, is the beloved son. So my teaching last 2 Wednesdays ago might help you understand that. And what I was teaching there somebody was, you can form, because you will hear God from the mouth of a man, it will mean that if God wants to say something about somebody, he can also use the man's mouth to say it. So this is Jesus. This is John. So Jesus would say, thou art my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. John will hear it. Who is John hearing it regarding? The same Jesus. Why? Because Jesus is that is the one that is talking. And what do you see? Heaven is opening. Did you get that?
Yeah.
Don't forget in verse 21 where he said Jesus was what? Praying. What does he mean to pray? That means fundamentally he was speaking.
Yeah.
So Jesus, so on the lips of Jesus, you find the utterance. That one might be loved. So God can talk through a man in third person. Do you get that? Hold on. Let me give you a quick example. Acts 2. Joel said, God said, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. If we heard Joel talk, what will we hear Joel say? And I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Do you understand? So Joel will say, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Don't do I have spirit to pour on the flesh? Do you understand? So he's talking by utterance, and we will hear what God will say from the lips of Joel. So it means that for God's sake, so the thing that speak can communicate in 2 ways. I can say to you that God says to you that he is with you forever. Don't be dismayed, don't be afraid, for whatever circumstance comes your way is there for you always. And I can also say, for I'm with you always. I'm not with you always. And I'm with you always. And do well to pay attention to my love for you. My love for you is not what will keep you. Do you understand? But it's through my lips as a third person that is being said. So I can finish saying all this and I say, God said to you. Or I can say, God says to say to you. Or God is saying to you that I'm with you always. Do not be afraid. Or I can also say, my sister, don't be afraid. God has asked me to say to you that you should not be afraid. It can be communicated depending on the person. So let me now help you before I continue on Wednesday. Who determines how interpretation of tongues is communicated? The interpreter. Do you understand? You saw when I was praying this morning before I started teaching. I gave tongues and interpretation, right?
Yeah.
Right? You saw that all those things I said in maybe 2-3 minutes, I can say it in one sentence. What is that one sentence? Serve God. And give yourself to service. What did I say it? I spoke about light going through darkness. I'm made from darkness, coming out from darkness with light. What am I? I'm painting a picture in your mind so you see what God is saying to further extend what God is saying. So if you are not able to understand, serve me and serve me well, for I will use you. At least you understand you are with light. You go to men in darkness and shine light. And when they see the light, they receive the light from you and come out from the darkness with light and go and shine to other men. What are you doing? That's how to teach ministry. But use tongues and interpretation to communicate it. So who determines the words I used? Me now. You know, if I don't have some vocabulary in English, I can never use it as I was talking. So what limits what I say? My vocabulary in English. So how do you become better in interpretation of tongues? When you build the vocabulary in the word. Hallelujah. Right? So you can build the vocabulary. Wait, hold on. When you interpret tongues, whose words are you saying? The word of God. What is this? So, can you speak in tongues and actually quote a scripture from me as interpretation?
Yes.
Yes, now.
Yes.
Because what you are quoting from is word of God. What you are saying is word of God. It's the same thing.
Yes.
It's not complex. When we say the believer always has something to say, that is what we are saying. If I say you interpreted tongues, what did you say? Say, this is the word of God to you. Can you quote from the epistle that says to somebody else?
Yes.
In your tongue? Yes, you even mix it with tongues. You can't. Why? Because it's a word of God. The difference is that this is word of God already written. So the more you give yourself voraciously to God's word, the better your vocabulary. So when you look at me saying, why does this Joshua guy, he can give interpretation of tongues, it's not just that he started overnight. You know what you hear me 7 years ago? You don't want to hear me 7 years ago. I don't have recording. I have it written. Hey, are we together? Yeah. So some of you, for instance, when you want to start tongues, it's not that you don't know what to say. You are thinking of the language you use to communicate the impressions of your heart. So you can determine that interpretation will take 20 minutes. And you can determine it will take 1 minute. It's up to you. Who as he wills? Who is? The believer. Hallelujah.